This is music from the latest CD by Bobby Sanabria and the Manhattan School of Music Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra. The album pays tribute to a giant of Afro-Cuban music. The World's Ken Bader tells us about the album, the man who made it, and the man who inspired it.
This is the late Tito Puente from a 1956 recording of his own composition, Yambeque. Puente was known as El Rey, the king of the timbales, but he was more than that. Puente was an accomplished arranger and composer, and he pioneered the fusion of jazz and Afro-Cuban music. The funny thing is, Puente was neither African nor Cuban. He was born in New York City to Puerto Rican parents. So, it turns out, was Bobby Sanabria. His musical hero was Tito Puente. Sanabria's new CD pays tribute to El Rey. Sanabria conducts his Manhattan School of Music Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra through 13 songs from the Tito Puente repertoire. The songs all share the rhythms of Africa and Cuba, rhythms that, Sanabria points out, are not the same. West African rhythms are ceremonial.
But they're used to communicate on a spiritual level with different deities, be it in Bantu Congolese tradition, Yoruba tradition, Efik tradition, Arara tradition. These are all different nations in West and Central Africa that have their own particular rhythmic structures. For example, the first piece that you hear on the album, Elegua Chango, is a rhythm known as Bembe from the Yoruba people in Nigeria. And the word Bembe literally means celebration or feast for the gods, for the deities.
Cuban rhythms, on the other hand, are not for the gods.
The rhythms that we use in Cuban music are basically music for the secular context, the dance floor, for the general public.
For example, Sanabria's new CD has a track called Rancancan.
It's a pure example of what we call mambo. The word mambo in and of itself is a West African-based word from the Bantu Congolese people. It means a song or chant that repeats over and over again and kind of mesmerizes you. And in mambo music, obviously, the rhythms mesmerize you as well as the melodies.
Bobby Sanabria's album is called Tito Puente Masterworks Live. There are three exclamation points there, just to make sure you get the point. And the point, Sanabria says, is that it's not about him. It's about Tito Puente.
I want to make sure that people don't forget Maestro Puente and recognize him as not only the great master percussionist that he was, but the great masterful composer and arranger he was. He's a very, very serious musician on the level of Stravinsky, Duke Ellington, and or anybody else that you admire.
Bobby Sanabria says his tribute CD to Tito Puente follows the musical philosophy of his hero. Swing hard and take no prisoners. For The World, I'm Ken Bader.
That's Cuban Nightmare from the album Tito Puente Masterworks Live with Bobby Sanabria conducting. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow.